What's good, Dallas? This is your girl, Brianna Javon. And if you've been thinking about starting a podcast or taking yours to the next level, I've got you covered. Book a podcast power session with What's Good Productions. In just 30 minutes, we'll tackle your ideas, crush those hurdles, and get your podcast ready to shine. Visit whatsgood-productions.com or click the link in the show notes. Now let's get ready for the show.
Under the Serato Corporation, we really focus on that holistic approach. We're not just teaching them how to become a welder. We're teaching them how to become a responsible citizen and a contributing member to society. And make sure they have those skills, not only just to get the job, but to keep the job.
The What's Good Podcast. Are you ready? Your number one source.
To all the keys in the industry.
With Brianna Javon.
It's the What's Good Podcast.
What's good?
Hey, ladies and gents, this is your girl, Brianna Javon, and we are here with another episode of What's Good Podcast. As you guys know, we are in season 10, but today we have a bonus episode for our Wild Card Wednesday segment, and we have two guests today, and I'm super excited to chime and get in their heads and understand about some stuff that I wish I knew back in the day. So we have William Houston and we have Nikki Carter. How are y'all today?
Fantastic. Glad to be here.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to get right into our genuine conversation. And usually that's our interview session. But just like I told y'all, we're just going to chop it up and have a good time. Okay. So let's get into it. And how we usually start off with is who is the guest. So whoever wants to go first, who is William and who is Nikki?
Who is William?
Okay. All right. My name is William Houston. I am the campus director, center director at the North Texas Job Force Center in McKinney. And I'm recently new to Dallas. I think I've been here about 5 or 6 months. But I have worked in the Job Corps arena for the last 26 years. So I've worked in several different cities and states and several different cities and on the center level and the corporate level. And we're just, you know, we're continuing to try to develop young adults and prepare them for the workforce. You know, Job Corps has been around for 60 years, and a lot of people don't realize that. We're the nation's longest, largest workforce development program, and we target 16 through 24-year-olds. Yeah. You know, just to give you an example, in the Dallas area, there's 128,000 opportunity, you know, that's 16 through 24-year-olds. They're out of school or unemployed youth, right? So these are statistics, and Job Corps is one of those programs that falls under the Department of Labor, United States Department of Labor, that actually provides not just education and training, but it provides housing and wraparound services for young adults.
I have no idea about the housing. I'm really going to ask a lot of questions about that. Yeah. How about you, Nikki?
So, Nikki Carter, work for specialists at Job Corps. So my job, and I say work for specialists, but it's also the business community liaison. So I'm the one with the boots on the ground out trying to get opportunities for our students, whether that consists of internships, work-based learning opportunities, financial literacy courses, whatever we can do to better them as a whole, that's what I want. So a lot of our kids need help with soft skills and financial literacy and other things. So we don't just work on the training part of it, we also work on the whole person holistically.
I think that's so important because we can know the skills all day, right, but not knowing how to actually apply them as far as application. I think when it comes to education, period, even with me going to school, it was different when I had to apply that same knowledge to my actual business. Like if it wasn't for me actually getting in and doing the experience, I would have still been lost trying to figure out, yeah, like, why is this not working? You know, right, things of that nature. So going back to Job Corps, I had this conversation with y'all at the very beginning. I would rather have going through this process than going to get the degrees that I have, only because there's so much student loans that you have to pay off, mm-hmm, versus starting from the very beginning, because Job Corps is free.
It's free.
Free.
So I kind of want to talk about the creation of this. Like we always say the problem and solution when it comes to creating a business. Mm-hmm. When Job Corps 60 years ago, what was that vision that they saw as far as a gap to where they was like, this is actually needed?
So Job Corps was put into law back in 1965 by the Lyndon B. Johnson, and it was a part of his war on poverty. So over the decades, it's been targeted at-risk youth, homeless, foster care, just, again, youth that did not have the opportunity to be successful. And over the years, you know, it's been met with resistance throughout history, because some see it as a welfare program because it's free. But it's a workforce development program. It, you know, falls under the Department of Labor, which is through the Employment Training Administration, WIOA, Workforce Innovation Opportunity Act. Now, right now, that has expired, and we're waiting on the current administration's budgets to be approved to continue funding it. But to your point, yeah, you know, you got someone that's, you know, anywhere from 16 or most of our students come in 18, 19 years old, and not everyone's on a college pathway.
Right.
You know, mm-hmm. I personally think that, I don't know, 20, 30 years ago, the country, I think we put ourselves in a situation where we're telling everyone to go to college.
Yes.
And we know that we're seeing here in 2026, there's a lot of college educated people out of work. Yes. While in turn, you have a lot of skilled labor positions mm-hmm. that are not being filled.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know what kind of recession we're supposed to be ebbing and flowing into, but you know, you're riding up and down the highways.
Mm-hmm.
You see construction. You see buildings going up. You see highways and roads, and you see all this stuff going on. You need welders. You need auto mechanics. And these are those things that, you know, I was in the school in I tell the kids at work, in the late 1900s. But when I was in school, we had all these vocational trades.
Yeah.
That, you know, you was on either a vocational pathway or a college pathway. And those have been going away over the years.
Yes.
For whatever reason, funding and whatever the case may be. And we still need to build America. That's one of the things we say that we do at Job Corps. We're still trying to build America.
I love that so much, because I was talking to my mentor, and he was like, you know, you building a business, what does that mean? I was like, legacy. And he was like, what if, you know, we were so big, it was putting into us, you got to go to college, you got to go to college. What if your nephew don't even want to go to college? Mm-hmm. Did you even think about a trade? Did you even think about these other things? Because we're not teaching that side of things. So we're teaching systematic what we were taught.
Right.
And so for you, Nikki, like you mentioned, your boots on the ground. What are the gaps that you're seeing when it comes to the system of this is what the kids are being taught mm-hmm. versus them actually being inspired to, I can work, I can do it this way and actually get started immediately after I graduate, or I can do this while I am in school.
Right. I see it every day, right? So we work with a lot of kids. I see a lot of children that come in and they're like, okay, I need to get this, I need to get that. But a lot of kids don't realize that the college route is okay, mm-hmm. right? Because that's what we were taught growing up. We need to go to school, we need to go to school. But as we can see nowadays, electrical fields are going. There are not a lot of electricians. There are not a lot of plumbers. And I know those are ugly jobs, right? Or excuse me, they're not ugly jobs. They're necessary jobs.
Right.
So we need them. And mm-hmm. we're trying to teach them that CTE programs are important mm-hmm. and it's okay to go in and actually not have that college degree, but get your apprenticeship license, get your certification, because you're needed. And we're seeing a lot of that right now. So mm-hmm. a lot of kids are educated. They have every degree under a sun, right? They have their bachelor's, their master's. But they're unemployed, like you just said, Mr. Houston. So we're trying to fill that gap.
Okay, so I was going to mention it, but I'm glad that you brought it in so we can go ahead and get out the way. There's this lady on social media. She's legit talking about the ugly jobs, mm-hmm. but then those are the most lucrative because mm-hmm. they're recession free. And so when we talk about that type of delivery to where we all saw during the pandemic, a lot of people got laid off.
Right.
A lot of times, like if you were in person, you couldn't do that. You had to figure out the pivot of now Zoom mm-hmm. and Google Meets and all these different things where, like you mentioned, the plumbing, these other options mm-hmm. were still working.
Exactly. And you can see that we still needed air conditioning.
Mm-hmm.
We still were at home and our toilets needed to flush.
Yeah.
Right. So we still need those things. I have a lot of nieces and nephews mm-hmm. who I kind of tell, hey, you don't have to go to school. You can look at Job Corps, not just Job Corps, but look at something else.
Mm-hmm.
Like whatever you see options. That you believe in, go for it.
Mm-hmm. You know, I was on a campus last night and I was talking to this 22-year-old young man, and he had been in prison. He had been in prison, and someone in prison told him about Job Corps. So when he got out, you know, Job Corps, it is open enrollment, right? You have to qualify for it. And there are some
right.
disqualifying felonies
right.
that you cannot attend. And these are the top three felonies. But anyway, he was encouraged to come to Job Corps when he got out of prison. He, you know, you can't be on probation, can't be on parole or whatever. But he's an HVAC student, HVAC. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned air conditioning. Mm-hmm. He's on his way out. He's been there about 6 or 7 months. He's fully certified as an HVAC technician. And he has job offers right now making $25, $26 an hour.
I know that's
so
great.
You're talking about opportunities. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not just about, you know, I didn't go to college or the sexy trades. You know, you said ugly, the sexy trades. Because, mm-hmm. you know, welding is one of those things. You know, this nation needs welders like no other time in history. Mm-hmm. And it's almost like a national security crisis now because, you know, we all know what's going on in the world. You need ships. Mm-hmm. You need planes. Mm-hmm. You know, you need submarines. You need all these things. And you need welders and electricians and so forth. So the government is really pushing apprenticeships, pushing trades. And you know, the current administration right now, I think he said he wants to see an additional 1 million apprenticeships this year. Wow. Well, Job Corps is a pre-apprenticeship feeder. Mm-hmm. You know, our students that they leave as graduates and they go into apprenticeships, college, military, or you know, regular entry-level jobs. So it's the opportunity. You know, it's not just I'm going through school and I'm picking a menu. It's a lot of our students come in really need an opportunity.
Yeah. So my question is, when it comes to the process of getting into the program, whoever wants to answer, what does that process actually look like as far as applications actually getting accepted and actually getting into the program?
Okay. So it's a pretty, I don't think it's extensive. It's a brief process. Mm-hmm. You fill out the application online, you pick which one that you want to attend. Normally we try to pick the one that's closest to the area that they live in. So we're located in all 50 states, I think, almost 50 states, but we have over 150 locations all throughout the United States.
125.
Excuse me, 125. Mm-hmm. You fill out the application, it gets reviewed. The only disqualifying is what Mr. Houston just said, felonies and things like that. But other than that, students qualify, they fill out the application, it's approved, and you come on in. Mm-hmm. That's about it. Students are able to
choose the industry.
Choose whatever industry. So they can do shadowing.
They can they change it? Okay.
So they let them shadow when they come in. I think it's one or two trades they can look into. Mm-hmm. And then once they finish that process, they can lock in on one, go through that process and go on and so forth. But when they come in, we also offer residential. So they get the place to live, they get meals, 3 meals a day. Mm-hmm. And they also get a stipend every 2 weeks. So not only are they getting paid to, I mean, staying there, mm-hmm. right? They're also getting money to help them along the way, like to help them with small bills and things that they have. So it's a great program.
I love that. And I saw that you guys do a lot of recruiting in the foster side of things because, again, they need that opportunity as well, and they may not have access. They may not know about these things. Right. So how are you actually meeting these students? I know you mentioned earlier, Mr. Houston, regarded to someone finding out in prison. Mm-hmm. How are you guys actually connecting and letting people know about these opportunities? I know we're here today.
Yeah.
But outside of that, what else does that look like?
Well, a lot of our recruitment and advertising is through social media, word of mouth, boots to the ground, like Ms. Carter said. A lot of our admissions counselors are located inside the American Job Center. It's the Texas Workforce Commission and so forth. So that's pretty much how you learn about Job Corps, right? Mm-hmm. And then as she mentioned, everything is virtual, online, 1-800-JOB-CORPS. And when you go in there, it's going to flag you. It's going to have someone to contact you. And you begin the recruitment process and the screening process that's ultimately going to lead to what industry do you choose? You know, do you want to go into construction? Do you want to go into healthcare, business and financing, security, and a few other things, you know, manufacturing? So the model, as she mentioned, is the Department of Labor wants to send you to the Job Corps Center that's closest to your home,
right,
that offers the trade that you want to take up.
And what made you guys add the residential side of it? Because I feel like that's kind of like college. You know, you get your dorms and things of that nature. So has that always been consistent with the residential side
that
of
is,
it?
That is. Yeah. That's okay. The original blueprint back in 1965.
Wow.
There was Job Corps campuses popping up all over the nation. They most of them started out on civilian conservation land, a lot of forestry and construction and so forth. And then over the years, it just developed and it grew and expanded in the number of training programs offered.
Beautiful. That is so exciting. So where do you see Job Corps in the future? Let's just say now, because, you know, things develop. You know, we always see something that needs to be changed. We may need to pivot here, pivot there. Where do you see in the future as far as 10 years for Job Corps?
Well, those that are aware of Job Corps know that we had an interruption in enrollment this past year. We call it the pause, and based on what was going on in Washington, D.C. So right now, just like a lot of other government-sponsored programs, you know, we need to continue to improve. We need to make sure we're continuing to meet outcomes and meet taxpayers' expectations and make sure we get a return on our investment. But I also think we need to continue to pivot and modernize our programs. Make sure we're training students for jobs of today and tomorrow. She mentioned the credentials and tools that they're learning while they're there, but the holistic. One of the things that, you know, the company that operates the North Texas Job Corps Center is Serato Corporation. We actually operate about 6 to 8 Job Corps Centers across the nation. And under the Serato Corporation recipe, I call it the recipe, we really focus on that holistic approach. You know, we're trying to grow the whole human.
Right.
We want to make sure they're, you know, we're not just teaching them how to become a welder.
Right.
We're teaching them how to become a human being, a responsible citizen, and a contributing member to society. So that's all in a part of the program. And make sure they have those skills, not only just to get the job, but to keep the job.
Mm. Okay. Nikki, regarding to the future, when it comes to programs, AI is really big right now.
Absolutely.
Do you see that being taught as far as in the programs, if it's not already?
So I would hope so. I know some centers currently have artificial intelligence courses where students are earning certifications. I would love for us to have that in North Texas Job Corps, especially with my background with consulting AI.
And because you're in tech too.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So that would be an amazing thing. It's all about leveraging the right tools and teaching them. So if we can stay ahead of it, we'll be okay.
I love that. Well, this is the end. I know you already mentioned some of the phone numbers, but if you guys can go ahead and say, like, the website, social media, how people can contact you guys directly, because I want to make sure I put that in the show notes as well. Anybody that's watching, they may have additional questions.
You know, one of the things I always like to say, I like to end with, come and see.
Yes.
Come and see. Again, the North Texas Job Corps Center has been there for 30, 40 years. And, you know, there's a reputation in the Dallas area that's, you know, the people that know about Job Corps know about Job Corps.
Mm-hmm.
But I always invite them out to come and see. We have tours every other week. You just have to call the number and register to come on a tour. And when you come there, what you're going to see is, again, a lot of opportunity youth. You're going to see some rigorous training programs. You're going to see some young adults that, you know, that probably a changed public image. You may think you're seeing, you know, you could easily see this young man or this young woman out here doing some things that are undesirable in the streets, but you see them here now, they're actually working and developing their future.
Absolutely. You got any last words?
No, just feel free to contact us. What is it? enroll.jobcorps.gov. And we can also be reached at my email, carter.nikki@jobcorps.gov. Sorry.
Well, that is it. Did y'all have any other last things you feel like I've missed today?
I do have one thing. So if we have any employers who are watching, who are shorthanded, who need anything from electrical to construction to healthcare to administration, we have students ready to work between the ages of 16 and 24. If you have some projects that you want to complete that you're not ready to just commit to yet, feel free to give us a call. We have work-based learning and opportunities. Our kids need 40 hours before they can complete the program. So if you want help, but you're not right ready, or you're not quite ready to pay for that student to come out, we offer unpaid work-based learning opportunities. So that is something that can help you guys out. Like, we help the community right now. We are doing projects for Habitat for Humanity. We help build houses. We work with the local elementary schools to help build things for their playgrounds. We do a lot of different things. We have a great carpentry instructor that builds chairs for your deck and, you know, all type of things. So just give us a call. Feel free to reach out. We would love to partner with you.
Very good. Mr. Houston, we forget anything?
No, just I want to piggyback on what she's saying.
That was good.
We're training the workforce for tomorrow.
Absolutely.
You know, we know our students are, they're leaving the program after, they can be there up to 2 years. Mm-hmm. We didn't mention that. But one thing you do know when you partner with Job Corps, you hire a Job Corps student, they are going to be fully trained and fully certified. They have went through some career success standard training, social skills, employability skills, soft skills. They call them soft skills. You know, our motto is We Build America.
Absolutely.
That's some one of the things we say at Serato Corporation.
Mm-hmm.
We Build America. So give us a call. look at us on the website. And again,
check out our Facebook page.
Yeah.
Serato Corp. We always highlight everything that we're doing to keep everybody abreast of the new things that are happening. So that's about it. Thank you for your time and thank you for having us.
You guys are welcome. Oh, I also wanted to mention, even when they graduate outside the program, you still provide guidance for like up to a year or two, right?
Career transition services. Yeah. So once they're almost done, we work with them on resumes, mock interviews, elevator pitches, everything. Like that's what we're talking about. Holistic approach. Like it's not just, we're going to teach you, go out there and figure it out. Like right now, I'm mentoring two girls just who are having a difficult time. Mm-hmm. Just to show them, hey, this is, I've been through things in life, right? So I don't mind sharing. But yeah, 1 year after they're done, we provide them with job, help them look for jobs and all type of things. So.
So good. So I wanted to mention that because just for, you know, parents may be watching this. Mm-hmm. They may have kids. Like, we don't know exactly the ins and outs of the exact program, but I just wanted to make sure that's included because y'all just don't throw them in the wolves after everything is over.
No, send those babies.
And I feel like that's important.
Send those babies too. He genuinely loves the students. You see him walking around the campus. He's not just in his office all day. Mm-hmm. He's out making rounds, making sure everybody's okay. And that is how a leader's supposed to do it.
Come on, flowers.
Oh,
that was amazing. So I want to thank y'all so much for being with us today. This is definitely educational for me because, Tom, when you don't know, you don't know. But now that you know, we're going to have all the links in the show notes. Please, please, please participate and collaborate, right? But again, thank you guys so much. If you're listening to this morning, noon, evening, or night, thank you for listening to the What's Good podcast, and we'll see you on the next episode.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of What's Good Podcast with your girl, Brianna Javon. If you found today's discussion inspiring, don't forget to hit the subscribe button on your preferred podcast platform. Explore additional resources on our website at whatsgood-productions.com and find our social media links listed in the show notes. Stay tuned for more captivating stories ahead. Until next time, stay blessed and keep uplifting your community.